Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode one of the Dan Goes Keto podcast. I first want to start off by saying the reason why I decided to do this podcast was, one, I like to talk. But two, more importantly, this lifestyle has changed my life for the better in so many ways. And I feel better now than I did when I was a teenager in high school playing sports. I'm 33 years old. I'm in the best shape of my life, and it's only getting better. And I went from taking tons of medications for all types of ailments to only taking multivitamins and a couple of supplements. Other than that, I'm completely free from prescription drugs. So, to start off, why did I start this lifestyle? Now, 18 months ago, I was taking a lot of medicine, and I decided I needed to go get my joints checked out because my elbows, my knees, and my fingers, and even my toes, my entire body, it was so inflamed, I couldn't even extend my elbows or my knees without help, and it was excruciating pain. And I decided to go to a specialist, a rheumatologist, and turns out I had so much inflammation that the only thing that could fix that was medication. So I was actually put on medicine, the same type of medicine that someone with rheumatoid arthritis would be put on. And I got so upset about how much medicine I was taking, I decided, you know what, I need to find a better way. Maybe I just need to start working out more. So I had two coworkers, both of them into health and fitness, and they look great. They had their diets dialed in, they exercise all the time. And I decided to go to them and ask, hey, what are you guys doing and how can I do it as well? So I was told from one of my coworkers that, you know, hey, you know, if you want to go to the gym, I can give you some ideas on what lifts to do, go three times a week, every other day, and, you know, start working with that and go from there. And I was doing that. I did that for a couple months. And really all it did for me was it put me in so much pain. Because at the time I was just under 265 pounds. I was almost there. And I was making a couple gains in strength, but I was miserable. My elbows and my knees hurt. I couldn't do certain lifts properly because I was in so much pain. So I decided to contact the other coworker and ask, hey, this is what I'm doing. What other exercises can I do that maybe won't be so painful? Maybe I'm just not doing them right. So he said, well, before we start talking about anything has to do with exercise, how's your diet? Well, my diet consisted of everything that we were told to eat our entire lives. Well, okay, I don't know how old you are listening to this, but I know from the time I was in elementary school up to even now, the most popular thing was, hey, eat 6 to 11 servings of bread, pasta, and grains, and very little fat. So that's what I've been taught. So I've been eating the standard American diet, which I think they call it SAD for a reason. It's kind of ironic, but that's the way I was eating. So he actually introduced me to a book called The Whole 30. And I read this book. I would recommend that to anyone. And I decided to go all out. I think I read it in a day and a half. And I decided to go all out. And basically, all I did was eat real foods. I had to cut out my grains, the sugars, even the dairy. And I cut it all out. And then at the end of the 30 days, I felt amazing. And what you're supposed to do at the end of that is add in certain foods, like dairy, or you know, other things. You can even add grains in just to see how your body reacts to it. And after your body has not had that stuff for a while, you start to find out what it can and cannot take. So I did that. I felt great after 30 days, started adding in certain things. But as soon as I added grains back into my diet, almost immediately, I felt pain in my joints again. It just wasn't feeling right. Got indigestion really bad. So then I took that back out, added some dairy. Dairy didn't do anything bad to me. So I was able to add that back in. So that was the start of it. So then from there, I decided to go a little further. Thank you for listening to part one of my introduction. This is now part two. So, as I was saying, I took it even further. I decided, you know what? I feel great. I'm starting to see a little bit of results. I lost a couple of pounds. But I wanted to just find out more. So I decided to read every possible book I could find on cutting out grains and sugar. Every podcast I could find about cutting out grains and sugar, because I realized this is the thing that was hurting me the most, because I didn't have arthritis anymore. I didn't have the pain anymore, at least. And I didn't feel like I was inflamed anymore. I didn't have to take my focus drugs anymore. I was on Adderall. I didn't have to take my indigestion medicine. I didn't feel like I was going to fall asleep during the day. I work at a job where I'm driving all day long, and I would feel like I was going to pass out midday. So something had to be up with this. So I started just filling my head with everything I possibly could on the subject, and basically using myself as a test experiment. So I ended up coming across the keto diet. Now, people in the keto world, they don't like the word diet. And you hear this is very cliche in a lot of diets. A diet has to be something that you can stick with forever. And most diets, you can't. Especially the ones where you're cutting calories, you're starving yourself, or you're eating, you know, no fat, and really just depriving yourself of a lot of nutrients. The counting calories thing, the different type of kooky diets you see out there. But I found the keto diet and realized that, man, this might be something for me, because, wow, you know, I can eat bacon and eggs and not feel bad about myself. And I can eat, eat some cheese and some whole fat cheese, and, put heavy cream in my coffee and all this stuff. And I was just like, well, this doesn't sound really like a diet at all. And of course, I was kind of reluctant to start, just because, you know, these are all things we were taught our entire lives. If you eat this, you're going to get high cholesterol, you're going to clog your arteries, you're going to have a heart attack. And then I read something that said, you know, if you look at the people who were around in the 50s and before then, you watch movies from them, you don't see many fat people. Diabetes was not like it is today, especially childhood obesity. I mean, you didn't see that back then. And what did our great and great great and great 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 grandparents eat? They ate meat, veggies, three meals a day. And if they had some bread, it was just a piece of bread with their dinner. And that started to make a lot of sense to me. My great-grandmother, she just celebrated her 100th birthday. And I guarantee that's been her diet for the majority of her life. Meat, veggies, probably some wine. She was married to an Italian, so most likely that as well. But it wasn't a huge carbohydrate load at every meal. So I thought, man, this could be something I can stick with. So I decided to do it. I didn't do any exercising. I just wanted to focus just on my diet. And the results were amazing. Now, like I said, I was almost 265 pounds. I lost almost 50 pounds so far in this 18 months. I'll tell you, 40 pounds of it came within 4 months. So it really, really changed me dramatically. Then I started working out. I actually went back to the same kind of workout regimen that my first coworker told me about. And I'm seeing gains left and right. I love it. I feel great. I feel like I look great. And there's really no turning back. It's just getting better and better. It's the easiest diet / lifestyle I've ever tried. And take the word try out. Just do it. And I feel like you'll see the results as well and feel the same. So I'm going to end this episode here. The next episode, I'll get into some more information that I find from articles, from books, things like that. And I hope to have you guys back. And I will provide you with more content on the keto lifestyle. Thank you very much. Have a good day.